The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk. Jess's Tech Takeover.
Yes, Jess Kelly is with me, our technology correspondent, for another edition of the Tech Takeover, and we're talking about wearables, is that right?
Yes, you might remember, Kieran, a few months ago, I brought in a pair of glasses that weren't my normal glasses that I wear on my face. They were called the Even Realities. They look like normal glasses, but in the top left-hand corner, there was a screen that you couldn't see, but I could see.
Yeah.
I could get certain functionality of my phone. So, for example, me who has no sense of direction, I could get Google Maps to walk me down one end of Grafton Street to the other. I could get certain bits and pieces. Meta has just launched in the US yesterday their next iteration of smart glasses. So they've had this pairing with Ray-Ban for the last few years.
Yes.
Do you remember? I think I brought them in to you before, the ones with the cameras.
Well, I see them every week during The Ultimate Guide with Fionn Davenport.
Does he wear them?
Fionn wears them, yeah.
Does it freak you out?
No, if Fionn wears them, he's got his varifocals in and they're tinted, those weird glasses where, you know, when he comes inside, it looks like he's wearing sunglasses for a few minutes until they go clear. Sorry, Fionn, but they're weird. Okay. But I see them every week, yeah.
Okay, so they have become very popular. The version that
Fionn thinks they're great because he can take phone calls on them and listen to things on them.
Yeah.
He says if you're a real muso, you know, you're going to have big, huge beats or whatever. Probably musos don't even like them. But anyway, my point is, you know, the audio quality is not out of the world, but it's perfect for listening to talk.
Yeah, it's the dream. So the way they work is that they've got speakers built into the arms of the glasses, which I don't think is what they're called. But anyway, you've got those, then you have two cameras. The idea with these was that if you're a social media user, I could say, hey, Meta, take a video, and I could take a video of you hands-free, and it would post instantly to my socials. That was the idea with those. Meta then has been chipping away with their wearables for the last few years, and they have just launched, as I said, in the US, the Ray-Ban display glasses. So these will look very similar to Fionn's glasses or to the traditional Ray-Ban. So if you've ever seen a pair of the thick rimmed Ray-Ban glasses.
Yeah.
But they are a bit more advanced in that you still have your two cameras on the front, you have the speakers on the arms, but then there is an LED display built into the lens.
Like the ones you had.
Exactly.
Okay.
It. But what Meta has done is improved the quality and the functionality from pretty much, and separated themselves from pretty much anything else that's on the market. So, for example, it's a full colour display. So if you wanted to read your WhatsApps, you'd see my little icon on WhatsApp in colour. You'd see
the aubergines you're always sending people.
That's exactly it. Yeah, that's
wow, okay.
A Jess Kelly move. Yeah. But all of that kind of stuff.
God, another aubergine from Jess.
You just have come to expect it now.
Yeah.
You're disappointed if it's not there. You can see everything in colour. You can still post to your socials. But the idea is that it's embedded in the glasses to keep you in the world. Now, what I love and what I think you'd object to.
Yeah, go on.
There's a bit of the language.
You love what you think I'd object to.
A little bit, okay. Yeah. And no, it's language that Meta has used to describe this.
Well,
they
on.
Say that the glasses are designed you to help you look up and stay present and seem like you're in the real world.
Seem like you're in the real world.
Come on now.
Come on. Just be in the real world.
I knew you were going to say that.
Be in the real world.
I knew you were going to say that.
Take them off.
No. Now, look, the idea...
Take them off.
It's augmented reality and
can't
it's
can't shed that in the office anymore.
No, you can't. Unfortunately, but it doesn't stop you. But the idea is that you can still... I can still be looking at you, chatting to you. The content is overlaid on your face. I'm not distracted. I'm fully engaged.
And but you're not. I think you're fully engaged.
But at the moment, I'm talking to you. But what's in my eye line right now? As I'm looking directly in your eyes.
Yeah. There's glasses.
There's also my phone here. I'm seeing my Teams messages coming in.
Oh,
but this is actually less rude.
You see, I do. I have all that sort of stuff even disabled. If my phone was out, I wouldn't even see those Teams. I told News Talk that I can't get Teams on my phone.
I know, and you don't get your email and all.
Yeah, I can't get my email
You're
on my phone
full
either.
Of hoop, but anyway.
Yeah, I know, because and that allows me not to only seem present in the world, but to be present in the world.
You're still doing your crossword every 6 seconds. Anyway, this is a really interesting development, but there's one thing that is actually very cool. Do you remember that Tom Cruise film a few years ago? Minority Report.
Oh, yeah.
The nerdier one.
Yeah.
The more me one, where they had all these touch screens and they could just swipe at the sky and interact with it. Well, part of these new glasses that Meta have developed is a neuroband. So it's a band that you wear on your wrist. It kind of looks like my Whoop.
Yeah.
It's just a piece of material that sits. And what it does is it can read the electrical messaging from your muscles. So if I pinch my two fingers, my thumb and my forefinger together, that would open an app on the glasses. If I tap my fingers, I can interact with certain things. If I write letters in the air, so if I draw on my leg the letter H and the letter I, the message hi would appear on the WhatsApp that I'm sending via my glasses. Zuckerberg, and we laughed about it. I remember you and I laughing about this a few years ago when Mark Zuckerberg said that he wanted to develop this sort of neurological technology that would interact with your muscles and your shake and your little head.
I think that, you know, we all watched the movie WALL-E, and it was this beautiful story of, you know, a triumph of kind of old fashioned hope and love and human connection,
yeah,
above all else, you know, and the irony being it was the robot forging that human connection rather than the humans. And Zuckerberg watched that and he thought, do you know what, I'm going to build those little fat bot machines that all those people will sit in and that will just interact with, and it'll seem like they're in the world, but they're not in the world.
Yeah, that's right. I'm fully here for it.
And he is dragging us ever closer to that reality.
Yeah, look, they're 800 quid. They're only available in the US.
I'm on Team WALL-E.
Yeah, well, take from that what you will. That they're available in the US at the moment. It will be coming to Europe next year, hopefully to Ireland before long. I'm excited about it, but I'd love to hear if I'm the only person in the country.
087-1400-106. Is Jess the only person in the country excited? Let us know. What's your tech tip this week?
I'm a Spotify user. Are you a Spotify user?
I am.
Have you noticed in the last number of months when you go to your homepage, so when you open the app, not only do you see your pinned playlists or what are your podcasts that you're listening to, but now in the middle of the screen, it's video podcasts.
They're dominating the app.
There are certain podcasts that I listen to that the video is captured for, which is cool and fair play to them. But when I play the podcast, rather than it just being the album photo or the cover artwork for the album, the video plays. And it drives me bananas. I don't know if this is just because I have the attention span of a goldfish and I end up, you know, watching the video rather than just listening to it and going about my day.
Mm.
But I've been looking into it. And if, like me, you hate the videos on the app, if you want to keep your video content separate for your Instagram or your YouTube, here's what you do. You go to your Spotify app, go to Settings, Settings and Privacy, go to playback and then toggle off where it says canvas. So just have the canvas active. Don't have the video bit active.
Ah, right, okay.
It's a teeny tiny little thing, but again, it does make a difference. Also, if you're just trying to focus on one thing, I just think having a limited distraction is the way to go. So kill the videos on Spotify, please and thank you.
What's your tech rec this week?
Well, I was going to say get your tickets for our live event, which is called Behind the Screens, which is taking place in Dublin next week. But
what happened, Jess? Why can't you do that? Has it been cancelled? You've been taken off the air.
It's all sold out.
All those aubergines have finally come back in you.
That's my main advice for the end. No, it's all sold out, which is fantastic, and we are delighted.
Brilliant.
So there are two events taking place in Dublin next week. But what I would say is keep a beady eye. If you're in the south of the country, keep a beady eye out on newstalk.com/events, because we will be announcing other events over the coming weeks. Also, so your eyes are on newstalk.com/events. Keep your ears out, because we will be recording the fantastic panels that we're having at these live events and bringing them to you here on Newstalk.
And the focus is?
It's all about online safety. So it's parenting in the digital age. It's something that you and I have spoken about many times over the years. We know it's tricky. We know it's complex. It's not a one size fits all. So what we want to do is create an environment where we have experts in the room, engaging with parents, hearing what your concerns are, giving you some advice, and also a game plan that you can implement in your actual life once you leave.
Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, will be back at the same time next week for another Tech Takeover between now and then and thereafter. Newstalk.com/events, because the Behind the Screens Roadshow will be moving beyond the boundaries of the pale, down towards Cork in that general direction. But listen, keep an eye, as she says, on newstalk.com/events to find out more about it as soon as it is announced.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on Newstalk.